Dude, Todd, can you believe it?
I like the setup in here today.
Can you believe we made it to 100 episodes of the world's greatest action sports podcast?
Centurion status. Wait, is that right?
100.
100.
Yeah, a century of...
1 century of podcasts.
A century of awesomeness. Well, this is a really special episode, Todd, so... Mm. Thank you for coming.
Aren't they all?
They are all, but this is kind of the...
This is so weird with you looking at
the rebirth.
This is weird.
Yeah, we're in a whole new we're in a whole new place. We're here at Univ in Encinitas. This is Mass HQ. We've moved over to a bigger room because we have incredible special guests today.
If they get here.
We're not going to introduce them yet. What we're going to do first is we're going to thank our sponsors for, 100 years of 100 episodes of support.
I mean, it seems like 100 years.
Like I feel been, 100 years old today.
If you've
today.
Been listening to us, it really does seem like you've been listening for 100 years.
It's the 100-year blowout, and our sponsors have stepped up, all right? OGO. OGO bags. Well, I'm excited. I'm going to pack my OGO bag and go to Montreal, Canada on Thursday.
Oh, we have another
Vans Park series. Mm. I'm going to put my skateboard in the bag.
Mm.
I'm so excited, Todd.
I'm going to Woodward this week, and I don't need to put my skateboard in my bag, but I'll bring an OGO
You're
bag.
You're
going to
bring a bag. Well, if you guys want to get an OGO bag, which you should, go to their website, OGO.com, put in the code MASS20, you got 20% off, and you can meet Todd at Woodward, or you can meet me in Montreal.
I'm actually going for meetings. It might not be that fun.
Well.
I might be business, Todd.
Well, if you're business, Todd, you should bring your business bag.
I'll be my business board.
Your OGO bag.
My business stick.
Biz. Thank you, OGO.
My business stick.
Active skin repair.
Great for skin.
Hey, I use it.
Not as good for coffee creamer.
Every time we get together on these Mondays.
You have a new
talk
store.
About usage.
Yep.
Right?
What do you got?
I cut my foot. I thought it was a stingray cut at first.
Why?
It ended up being just a thin scrape.
What a relief that must have been.
Oh, what a relief it is. And of course, you know it. When I got home, active skin repair, it's already healing up nicely. So again, we put our money where our mouths blood is.
Does the job.
We put our money where the blood is. Done.
Human ding repair.
You put your mouth where the blood is. Wait. You put the active skin... It puts the active skin repair in the basket.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Active skin repair really works. You can get yours at Active Skin Repair on the internet.
Is there a code?
There's a code.
What is it?
Mass. And that's 25% off.
Damn.
I know everybody's stepping it up for 100 episodes. NanoCraft CBD.
Oh.
Used it this morning.
Same.
Used it last night.
Same.
And we're always excited to have NanoCraft with us at all times. Mass 15 is the code for NanoCraft. Because you know what? Good CBD products are not cheap. Are they, Todd? You know.
I know.
You've bought them in the past.
Sure.
Thankfully, we have a sponsor. Now, you all have a sponsor, NanoCraft CBD. The NanoCraft CBD Snow Team video is out now, Outside Magazine, on all their social channels.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Kyle Mack and the boys, Nick Geist and the whole team, ripping. We'll get more to that in Snow News.
Okay.
Wave Soda, we just cracked a couple freshies.
I'm having one now. I'm having the caffeine-free apple.
This is refreshing.
Soda. It is.
I'm feeling refreshed.
A lot of the other caffeinated, lightly flavored water companies kind of taste like a burp, and you just drank some soda water.
Right.
This has a taste.
It does. Describe. Okay, so you just had your first sip of caffeine-free apple from Wave Soda. Describe it.
Tastes like apple.
It tastes like apple wine.
It tastes like apple
with
wine.
With no wine in it. Wave it soda.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like, remember Wacky Wafers?
Oh my gosh, you're right. I'm going to crack it. Okay,
dude,
here we go.
Wacky Wafers are good. I used to always like the green Wacky Wafers because they were the apple ones. This tastes like Wacky Wafers.
That was a great sip. I'm right there with you. Mm. Great sips going down. Speaking of sips.
What?
Pannikin coffee and tea.
Sip it.
Okay.
Slurp it.
Pannikin Coffee and Tea has come through large for us on our 100th episode.
They did?
They want to celebrate with everyone.
What?
Tomorrow.
100 cups of coffee free.
Tuesday. July 9th. If you're in the Encinitas area. The only Encinitas location.
Right.
If you go into Panikin in Encinitas on Tuesday.
God. Oh my God.
And you say, wait in line.
Yep.
You go up to the barista, whoever it is, and you say, you look them in the eye and you say, the Monday Mass is the world's greatest action sports podcast. You get a free cup of coffee.
Get out of town.
100%.
For real?
100 cups of coffee going down tomorrow.
Did you okay this with somebody?
I did.
Wow.
Yes. We have the Panikin has our back and they have your back. So, like I said,
I feel like we should get this out on social a little bit more.
Oh, definitely. Tuesday, July 9th, first 100 people to go into Panikin in Encinitas, Encinitas only.
You can't, well, you should, I mean, go to the, if you're at the airport location,
you
just,
can say
just
it at
say
the
it.
Airport.
I mean, just say it.
You'll probably have to buy your coffee. But I'm saying, if you go to Encinitas, Tuesday, July 9th, the Monday Mass is the world's greatest action sports podcast. And if you record yourself saying it,
even better.
Bravo. You're going to get a free small coffee. Some restrictions apply. But that's it. Really, you're going to get a small coffee.
Sure.
And if you want to change outfits, go outside, go around the corner, come back, and say it again. Maybe. Far be it from us to police this.
Just make sure you document it.
Make sure you document it. Thank you, Panikin Coffee and Tea.
As always.
The Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights. I'm getting myself a brand new Chris Pastor's Dune Large Curb Crusher. I'm excited.
Look at this plant.
We have a plant in the middle. Uonline.com.
That's the saddest plant. You need to water it.
So those were your advertising moments, Todd.
I love them.
You love those sponsors.
And Chemistry Surfboards, because Chemistry Surfboards in the summertime equal good vibes.
And you know, Todd rides chemistry boards. Todd draws on chemistry boards. Todd will draw on your chemistry board.
I will.
If you want.
If you want me to, I will do it.
Yeah.
So far, not a lot of takers, but I mean, I'm gonna
put a board order together. I'm gonna
idle hands are the devil's playthings. Oh my God!
Oh my gosh! Our special guests are here. They're late, but that's fine. All right.
We had to take care of our husband.
Here we go. Well, should we just have him come in? All right, Todd, you come over here.
Come in here.
All right, should I film him coming in?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Here we go. Here's our special guests. Come on in, special guests. Where are they?
Oh, hi.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't normally look this good.
This is great. Here, have a seat.
Todd.
We have special guests.
They're over there.
This is sick.
It's not normally this formal.
How much to rent it out?
Okay.
How about you guys move this and I move
in? We just started. You want to move in here?
Yeah, I think I could easily.
You like it?
Bath.
I like it.
Okay, you guys are sharing a mic. Todd and I are sharing a mic. How's it going?
It's romantic.
Let's introduce him. All right.
He's gone.
Where are you going?
Well, one of our guests left. There he is. Okay, so our special guests for our 100th episode of the Monday Mass. Let's start over here. Ladies first. She is a Vans Park Series world champion. She is the star. I'm saying the star of the new Welcome Skateboards film, Seance. She's a professional skateboarder. She's a global karaoke sensation. I'm reading all these stats.
Did you find these on the
internet? I found these on the internet. Her name is Nora Vasconcelos, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
We are not in front of a large studio audience.
So much.
If we were, they would be clapping. And our other special guest.
That's Albie.
We could have got anybody for this. We got the best. I wrote an introduction. Big wave surfer.
Yep.
Air enthusiast.
Yes.
Aspiring skateboarder.
Yes.
There he is.
Mountain biker.
Mm-hmm.
Businessman.
Yeah, there we go.
Social media spokesperson.
Ooh. Ooh.
Albie Layer, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
All the way from Maui via two blocks away.
Yeah, woo!
Yes. Studio audience
Albie's
going nuts.
I've been my neighbor for a year and I found out yesterday.
Get closer to me, Todd.
Why
get closer to me.
Why are you hiding?
I'm pressuring you.
I wasn't. We talked about this.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
I don't feel like
we did. Totally did.
Well.
Or I talked about it with someone. Maybe
for
I was talking about
to fight about.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
So, you guys,
not here?
I know that you guys are huge fans of the show. You listen every week, right?
Every week.
Okay, so yes. I don't have to explain to you guys what this is.
I mean,
you can refresh.
I can refresh.
Recap,
well, this is a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Should we? You want to go live, Todd, on your Instagram, or should we just like let the people?
Just who cares?
This is audio, folks.
Audio only.
Audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
The mics gave it away.
Yeah. The micro. We have microphones.
I don't know. I'm looking around for cameras.
So this is where we talk about all the news that's fit to talk about in action sports, for lack of a better term. Do you guys have a better term for board riding sports than action sports?
We're a bunch of losers.
Loser sports. Okay.
That's us.
All right.
Yeah.
Informal sports.
That's really what it is.
Just came up with that.
Informal sports?
Yeah.
You need to talk over here. I want you close to me, Todd.
Breath is bad, dude.
No, it's not. It smells like apple.
What did you do?
Do you guys like our plant?
We have our plant.
Oh, I didn't even notice it. I thought it was a compost bin.
A little background story. Nora and Todd, you're both from Massachusetts.
True.
Right?
Whoop, whoop. True that.
Never forget.
And I'm not calling you massholes.
You should.
How close did you guys grow up away from each other?
Probably 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's not even close.
Not wicked far, but like, you know.
Wicked far.
Wicked far.
Like, pretty fucking far.
Hey, do you know that Panikin' Coffee and Tea is one of our sponsors, right?
No.
And guess what? They're giving away 100 cups of coffee tomorrow. All you got to do is go in and say, Todd, what is the catchphrase you got to say?
The Monday Mass is the greatest action sports.
The world's greatest action
sports. Yeah, is
it
specific? Comment. Or can we just be like in the
you can
general
be,
area?
If you go in there and say the Monday Mass is any in any form, you're going to get a free cup
what
of coffee.
What if you go in and be like, hi, I'm here for Chris and Todd's free coffee?
Oh,
hey, it's Campbell. Campbell's getting free coffee. We're at Univ. Campbell's going to come in and be taking some photos of us as we talk.
Great.
So let's get into
fair.
It. This is the business. Now, that was the... I talked about you guys. Albie, where are you from in Maui?
Haiku, like the North Shore.
And can you recite a haiku about haiku?
No.
Damn
you
it.
Should have one offhand.
You should have one. That the town was named after
a
poem. Phrasing
575.
Yeah, our poems named after
you know it's that was our home phone numbers though. It was 575.
Shut up.
Yeah, and that's
wait,
just by
real?
Chance.
Wow. No.
Chance.
Yeah. See, that's even better than
that's
haiku.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's my mind's already blown. Thanks for listening to the world's greatest action podcast. Okay, let's get into it. This is Surf News. We're starting with Surf News. Chris Cote here with Todd Richards. Special guests: Albie Layer, Nora Vasconcelos. And we're gonna get into surf news.
What is that?
This is when shit starts getting serious.
I didn't know that's how you say your last name, you know.
Richards?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, me. Richards. Couldn't figure out Richards.
Do you roll it?
Vasconcelos.
Do you roll
you say it.
Vasconcelos. But then people get really pissed at me.
I was saying Vasconcelos in my head.
Vasconcelos?
Vasconcelos I've gotten before.
That's like an ointment for like, that's like a woman's ointment.
Vasconcelos. Oh. I don't like it. I don't like it.
We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
No, it's an ointment for everyone, not just women, Todd. Yeah. It's an ointment for everyone.
What, are you Brazilian?
SPF 30. No. I am Portuguese. French.
Portuguese woman of war.
Irish.
Like the jellyfish.
Spanish. Yeah, you like all people from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I'm a
mongrel mix.
She's Massachusetts. Is that the proper name for it?
Yep.
No, but I'm about it.
She's about it.
Massachusetts.
Okay, business.
Okay, go.
Yeah. This is, so.
Do you have any surf news, Albie?
I started surfing. That's news to me.
Oh, okay. You know what? All the news that I've written down. Let's talk about that.
Everything else. We talked about it last week.
Yeah. We talked about you getting back in the water. You were at. You were one of the head judges at the, Stab High, at BSR. Remember that? That seems like ages ago. That was our 99th episode.
Yeah, that was 99.
But
yeah.
Give us the progression of you surfing.
We shortboarded the other day.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
Oceanic waves. Wow, they're unpredictable.
And it was actually pumping. It was so fun.
It was super fun, and Albie did like a ton of things.
I did a little baby air.
You did a baby air?
Okay,
I did a little baby
air. You did a baby air. You did a baby air.
Nora's on a mission
reverse.
To do her first like real air surfing, though.
You're at air camp? Camp Nora?
She is.
Camp Albie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Air
and
training with Albie.
You have a bet with
Bella. I have a bet with Bella and her brother Loyal Kenworthy, because they're both trying air reverses. They're at that stage in their growth pattern and
progression.
They are growth pattern.
I like growth pattern.
They're both really close. Well, actually, I've seen Loyal almost do one. And the bet is if they do it before I do, I have to take them to the movies and or I don't know. Bella doesn't like the movies, so whatever she wants me to do.
Like Disneyland or something.
Yeah, probably Disneyland.
That's a big bet.
It's a good, it's solid.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you have
like
to shave
their
your
parents,
head.
Like they can drive in the Nora front rules. Seat of my car without it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And yeah. What if you do one first?
If I do an air first, they have to make me a gluten-free cake that says Nora's the best and deliver it to
why
me.
That is the sweetest bet ever.
Oh, because they're right. Gluten-free, not because
yeah.
You are. Mm. Okay, good.
See, my friends and I need to make bets. We need to make bets like that. Well, nice bets.
What? Yeah.
My
yeah.
Bets always end up in like eating something gross.
Yeah.
Or well, like
I always like do push-ups in like a public setting.
Oh so you
just
yeah.
Make yourself look
those
like
are
a
fun.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. Like
but
I
yeah,
get to go
good.
To movies.
Yeah. But if you're doing push-ups in a public setting, not only are you getting
we
fit,
we should make a bet.
But you're also
like,
looking cool.
We should
cool.
Make a
what's
bet.
What's something though? I could do skateboarding? That's
you
the equivalent
to,
you
of
you already have air reverses
you
on a skateboard.
You got kickflip.
No, he wants to do. You want to do back lip slides on like a mini ramp.
That's a lot.
Back lip slides.
Hey, just,
that's a lot.
I feel like it's not for you.
What's
like,
up with so how's your hip? Should everyone just get a replacement hip?
Yeah, I didn't get a full replacement. That's something I want to like.
What did you get?
Because people think
two replacements.
Because once you get a replacement, there's certain things you're like, you'll never do again.
What did you get?
I got repair. So it's the what you do to avoid a replacement. It's like a labrum tear. Not to be confused with what it sounds like.
Right.
Okay.
Which is like the cusp around.
Oh. 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 Oh.
You know what you need for that? Is the
vascularis.
Vascularis.
Yeah. You need the vasculitis for the labrum. All
right. Okay.
So you got it like shaved
so,
up and they
and then I had this
re-
big bump on my femur. So I had to get that shaved down and then the tear like repaired with anchors.
Right.
You have like three or four on each side.
Oh, okay.
She's active skin repair.
I thought you had a new hip.
It's new to me.
I thought they put a steel bar from side from hip to hip, and they just like wedge it.
That's an action figure.
It's basically my watch. It's just a bar that goes through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
No one's side to side, though.
David Silva won the Bolito Pro QS 10,000. Does that mean anything to anyone in this room?
It's crazy that it was over before I even knew it started.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
I
want
to talk about the boat.
Well, in South Africa,
oh, the boat and the wave?
Is
that's all I want.
South Africa time zone's far away.
That's the last year.
We're gonna get to the
year?
Boat. We'll
that
get to the boat.
Now?
You guys don't fight here.
Fuck.
Come on.
Oh no.
Jack Freestone got second place.
Oh,
that's your QS news.
Sick.
Do you want to know who's in the top three of the QS right now?
Yes, I do.
You do, right? You care
I
about
wanna
this.
I want to know where Ian Gentile is. Look that up.
I didn't go that far. I already got top
he's
three.
He's doing so good.
He's doing well, I'm sure. We can look it up. Right now, Jadson Andre is in the lead. He's probably going to qualify.
Isn't
Jorgen
Cousinet.
Again? Wait.
He basically got 18,000 points in the first month of the QS.
Oh, yeah.
So you need about 20,000 points to qualify.
Was he on the tour and then off the tour? What an emotional roller coaster.
I want to go
always on an emotional
say
roller coaster.
That you should not be able to do the QS if you're on the CT.
Oh,
do you disagree
okay.
with that?
I kind of agree with that because it's like
you should
take in the step.
Yeah, but then like you should just get your seed when you fall off tour where you're still at the top of the QS, so you have the best chance of qualifying. But you should fall off tour if you fall off tour. This double
make
qualifying
it, yeah,
nonsense makes it really hard to follow and really confusing for everyone.
Ian Gentile's 37th
See,
right
that's
now.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's
I mean, that's 37th
that's one,
in the world.
That's one big result from being in there.
Jadson's in the lead. Jorgen Cousinet second. Matt Banting third. David Silva fourth. This one's pretty cool. Reo Inaba is in fifth.
Who's that?
A young surfer from Japan. Nice. Nat Young is in sixth. Carlos Munoz seventh.
Watch out.
Alexi Bettel eighth. Jordy Lawler ninth. Ian Gouveia tenth. Baron Mamiya 11th.
Dang.
There
yeah.
you go.
That's okay. Ian Gentile's gonna
there
win.
You go.
Calling it.
And then we have coming up, right, any minute, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, this could be happening any minute, the Corona Open J-Bay.
Mm.
The Corona Open J-Bay. You just made your fantasy team?
Yeah. I do surfer fantasy, though. I don't do the WSL one.
You go surfer fantasy.
What's the difference between surfer fantasy and WSL?
I couldn't tell you. I've never done the WSL one.
The
surfer one's pretty plain and simple. It's like everyone costs money, you make a team, and that's it.
And it's a salary cap thing. You can't go over.
What's your surfer fantasy, Chris?
My surfer fantasy? Well, I'm living it right now.
Okay.
It's happening.
Good save.
Nora, you brought up the boat. This is the 2-year anniversary. of the sickest boat ride in the history of J-Bay. You tell us. Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened.
No, I'm upset because once something goes viral, once I see it on multiple things, I assume it's the first time it's happened.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
You saw that this morning.
I saw that happen this morning.
So there's the boat, and then there's the
shark. So you were happy, and then all of a sudden
I'm still happy.
You're still happy about it.
That happens all the time. Happened.
Yeah.
It did still happen.
I recycle tricks once a year.
No, for sure. Charlie Slater was super mad about it.
I've put up the same air at once a year.
I love the clip that you had from this weekend where you had someone filming the kids in the boat.
Yeah.
In their little floaty in the beach, and then you come out and you're just like doing that air I'm trying to learn.
Oh, wait, you had dad air?
Dad air.
With kids in the
foreground. Thanks for liking that. Thanks for liking that, Nora. My friend Todd hasn't even seen it.
That's so messed up.
You need to make an effort, Todd.
I feel like I saw it, but it's just like, it's just
why didn't you like it?
It was because
I probably did, just out of habit.
Oh. He didn't actually watch it. He just liked it.
You know, I just I like everything, you know.
Todd's a millennial. He doesn't even look at the main page. No. I put it on the main page and the story.
Main page of what?
Of Instagram.
His main page.
You know that on MySpace. I wrote it in my friend saver and I handed it to you and you didn't even look at it. We got wild cards to talk about. And then we'll get to our picks. Because I guess that's what people do on podcasts. Wild cards. John John Florence is out, which we can let's talk about that because
whole season.
That sucks.
Apparent could be out the whole season.
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
I know.
Ordy got it repaired, but it's gnarly.
I feel so bad for him.
It's awful.
Cuz he like came back to almost 100, but that little thing was just not ready for that.
The hard part about that is it was one of those kind of nobody's fault type of things. He was kind of pulling out, deciding pull out or turn, and we all saw the footage. It just sucks. And John John was going to win the world title.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Something crazy would have had to happen. Yeah,
like that.
So who's in the
lead
John
John's
now?
Out. Well, he's still in the lead.
Right, but he's not going to – he's kind of out, though.
I mean,
he'll still get like top 10, won't he?
He'll get probably top 10, top 15.
Yeah.
He could put on a jersey and like at the end of the year maybe go and serve a heat or two, but I don't know.
I don't think he will. ACL is long.
Like he's young too. I mean, he needs to just fix that thing and get back.
Well, plus, yeah. When's the Olympics?
2020.
Next
summer. So like a year from now.
So the Olympic conversation with John John is, and Todd, you could talk to this. You know the Olympics works. It's two surfers from the USA.
Right.
And at this point, it's the two highest ranking, two men, two women, two highest ranking surfers on this championship tour. So if it ended today, it would be what, John John and Chloe.
Yeah.
And if it ends at the end of the year and John drops out of the top 10.
So it's just two?
Yeah. It Why? Could be.
Isn't it three?
Well,
one of them has to go through the ISA.
Oh.
Oh, I'm going to cruise in there.
Yeah, just slide right into the
ISA. Team USA.
Is it too late to start?
Something like that.
Before.
Yeah.
So now it kind of opens it up. You know Kelly Slater really wants to be on the Olympic team.
Yeah. Then he can retire.
That's what he wants to do. You want him to retire?
Yeah, I'll be one of the biggest Kelly Slater fans in this room.
I am, dude.
You and Kelly are great sparring partners. I agree. I would love for Kelly to win the title.
That would be my favorite thing ever.
He's on my fantasy. You asked about my surf fantasy, Todd. He's on my fantasy team.
He's staying on my team all year.
All damn year.
Don't blow it, Kelly.
So okay, the wild cards we have for the Corona Open, J-Bay. Michael Freestyle February, Bayrick DeVries, Jorgen Cousinet, Frederico Moraes. So now you know the wild cards. You know the rest of the field.
Mikey Fab is rad.
Ladies first. Who's going to win? Men's and women's. Nora Vasconcelos. Who is going to win the Corona Open J-Bay?
Steph
Gilmore. Yeah. Okay.
What do I got?
That's a girl. A female. Woman.
She's...
Lady.
I think for guys, it's going to be... I'm going to say February.
Michael
He's
February.
He's going to go all the way up to the top with this.
I like that.
He has too good a style.
He's a favorite.
He's good scores.
Yeah, but let's just let him. There
it goes. But then what about style?
They do not, the word style is not in
I
the
feel like
judging criteria.
I don't know. I think that, like, I'm just going to do my own fantasy, and that's what it is.
Okay.
Like, right. Steph will win.
Steph.
Mikey will win.
Mikey February. Mm. I'll be?
I'm going to go... Who's going to win the guys?
Are you looking at me? I'm asking you.
I'm just thinking. I'm looking through you.
Oh, you're looking through us.
Koala. I'm looking at the koala.
Well, he thinks. Do you want to tell us?
I think, here's my craziness. Jordy Smith.
All right. That's not crazy at all. That's the most basic pick ever.
What are you talking about?
Basic boy pick.
We're talking about the pick, like who we think is going to win. Well, I think Jordy's going to win.
Okay. Talking to that, Mike.
I think Jordy's going to win.
Sounds so much better.
And I think Steph will win.
Jordy and Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone see that wave she posted today?
Yeah.
Maybe that's 2 years
old. Oh, with the look back?
I don't know. That wave might be 2 years old as well, but that was great.
You never know.
Coco's out. That's how we all want to serve Coco.
Coco's out too.
Coco's down the street. We should have
seen her
later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Tell her to text her, have her hobble over here.
Coco. It's not hard. I've crutched all around this town.
We've got crutches. We've got everything. We can send her an Uber.
I'm going to go Medina and Carissa.
Medina, Carissa.
Boring.
Wow. That's a solid pick.
Solid.
This, you picked Jordy.
I'm just fighting back against Allie.
I'm going to agree with the Steph pick. I think she's unbeatable at J-Bay. And I'm going to go with... who do I think is going to win this? I just kind of want to pick someone random for fun. Let's go with... I know. Now I'm thinking, too.
Yeah. Dude, Medina's gonna do it.
Medina
smells blood in the water.
I just heard that on. Where did I just hear that?
What? Medina's gonna do it?
No, I didn't just hear it.
Dexy Midnight Runners song. I swear to God, I just heard it.
I played it at my dance party the other night that Albie and Nora were
at. Oh my god! That's what I wanted to bring up! Dude!
That's what you wanted to bring
up?
So, yeah, my picks are Steph Gilmore.
I thought I was. Like transported somewhere.
You were
in the Stranger Funky Things town. Like after party.
It was like the Upside Down.
Did you? So were you prepared? Did you? You guys didn't dress up.
No. So
we didn't know what was going on.
I invited you.
No, you didn't.
So I've been doing a party at the Belly Up for 15 years now. It's called 80s Heat.
Hold on. Did you guys know that he was DJ?
No.
You just walked in and he was
on
stage.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I didn't know. Well, let me.
Okay. No, you said you invited me to a June Shine party, one of you.
Yes.
And I said, after your party, come to the Belly Up, right?
I was not aware of this because I have, one, never been to the Belly Up, and two, didn't know we were going anywhere after.
Okay.
I was.
Hence the reason you were not dressed in 80s.
Yes.
Like everybody else.
I was designated driver, so we went to the June Shine at the New Ranch.
You did not invite me. I just checked. Myth busted.
I didn't invite you?
No. I don't think you invited me either.
That's so weird. Who did I invite? I invited somebody.
Are we on Mythbusters?
And so I am on stage like an idiot running around yelling at the crowd.
He was on fire.
Dude.
Right?
No, fire.
I look out and I see Nora's face and she's looking at me like,
literally,
Chris? She's so surprised and concerned.
Oh my God.
No, there's like everybody around her is dancing and not even paying attention. And I look straight at her and she's looking at me and she's like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, hey, Nora. And I just continued about my business.
And he ignored me.
I ignored it. I had to bring you up there
to prove that it was me.
No, first I said, Nora's here. And then I saw Albie and I said, this next song is for Nora and Albie.
Oh, I did remember that.
Yes.
That was cute.
I barely remember that.
He was singing Rock Lobster with a freaking tank top on. And then Blair was on the DJ
and goggles.
Set.
And Blair Alley.
I was just...
Okay, the get physical. Like, there's a lot of flash mobbing going on. Is that kind of...
Yeah, we had flash mobs, Bella Lux dance crew. I had,
now
I was wearing...
I turn my Do Not Disturb
What
off.
Do you call them?
Oh, my God.
What?
They're having a conversation.
That's heavy, Nora.
Nora just pulled the phone out of the bum bag.
Oh yeah, he goes right to voicemail.
So that was the moment from July 3rd. Nathan Florence just dropped a video part.
Oh, I watched
Big
it
Air
twice.
Nate?
Big
or
Air
Big
Nate,
Wave
Big
Nate.
Wave, everything Nate. Okay. It's called There and Back Again. Give us your review. I'll be on There and Back Again by Nathan Florence.
It was really good, and you're just really jealous of Nate when you're done because of how barreled he gets. I wanted to
Very
sign
tube,
his time
right?
in the barrel for a year. Because I swear he's probably spent more than anyone last year.
Yeah. You know, I think, and I feel like the Big Air Nate tag, we had a sequence. We actually had Nate in a Trans World video doing a flip in like 20, 2007.
Dude, when we were in Waco, he was almost doing the flip on the mm-hmm. Free Peak. Remember that?
So I feel like he remanufactured. He kind of like faked that he couldn't do airs to manufacture
it's
marketing.
It's marketing stunt, Nate.
And it's working.
It's a full marketing stunt.
I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah, it's a good film.
It's super sick. It's like they went with some weird music that worked though.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
I think Blake Cooney was involved. Yeah, who's made a bunch of films for John.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that, you know, like, he's no longer just John's brother. He's Nathan Florence.
What about Ivan?
Ivan rules.
I just saw Ivan posted something yesterday from Newport, like, barrel full turn, and then, like, skating some pool that was so tight that you could, like, put your arms out and touch both walls.
That's his forte.
He's so gnarly, though.
He's gnarly.
Like, yeah. I've skated Sheepside with him, that spot in the North Shore.
I want to say he was one of the first people to do
the loop
there.
But he does it now. The way he does it is crazy.
He whips into it
so hard.
He does
it, like, both ways.
He can do it both ways. Like, it's just a carve.
Those Florence people, they're good at everything.
They're on it.
It's upsetting.
They figured it out.
How was that loop, doing the loop there?
It wasn't that bad. Like, it's definitely a... Like
did you get
illusion.
Spit the first time? Like
no.
Is it easy?
A little bit.
Like,
it's like skating through a cradle.
Do you have to commit?
Yeah.
Or
but what
shit.
You can do is like if I did it front side, you can see over and have your hand along the top as guidance. So you can like have your hand there and see kind of over it and it's just carving through it. You got to think about it like carving through the square at Combi. Like the sharp squares of Combi, it's like
oh,
that.
Like up at the top. I've never been up to
like,
the towards
like
the top.
Like at the tile, yeah, that's what it is.
I gotta touch the tile first if I want to get that feeling.
Yeah, just don't.
Just don't.
It's gone now.
Oh my gosh.
Is it?
No,
okay.
It's still there. It's
Todd Albee, you were at BSR Surf Resort, one of our favorite places in the world. Nora was probably invited. I was not invited. I did get invited this morning.
What?
From Ashton officially.
He invited you to
Well, he said we'd
after?
Love to have you back next year.
For what?
For Stab High 20. Stab High 2020.
We're not doing it next year, but you can
I don't know if it was an actual invite. It was a loot like, "Oh, we would really love to have you next year." But what I'm getting to here is you guys killed it at Stab High. Nora and I weren't invited this year, but next year we'll be there. You saw the message, right? Our friends, the Hobgood brothers, Josh Kerr, Shane Beshin sent a message.
They're doing a wave pool too.
Via satellite into the world. Brand new wave pool in the desert.
Does everyone have a wave pool?
Yes.
There
this one's called Desert Surf.
All of them.
What have you heard about Desert Surf?
I haven't heard anything.
Just what you've seen on the internet.
Yeah, that was the first
internet.
I heard about it. I was talking to, what do they call themselves? Remember Shane and all of them were there? Magnussen? Because they're doing one
so,
out
yeah,
of Palm Springs, too.
One too.
We've got...
So there's going to be two out there.
Wait,
yeah, Shane Magnussen and Kalani Rock.
Actually, there's going to be three there.
Wait,
Todd Richards has one.
No, not me, but I know
the
one there, too.
Dude, Instagram's messing me up. I don't know anything. So the one that the WSL put up a photo of... No, Surfline put up a photo of one.
Yep. That's Desert Surf.
Yeah. That's a different one
than
Shane Magnussen
and
them.
Yeah.
And Kalani Rock.
The third one.
I love them all,
dude.
Just
really
for the record.
Desert. Why is Palm Springs like the surf capital of the world now?
All I'm
it's
saying
perfect.
Is I'm not going to skate
land,
in 2 years.
Close
like, no.
to California coast.
I mean, Coachella, and then
I'm gonna,
surf capital.
I'm going to go to Coachella.
So much influencing.
Feather hat.
Indian
tiny,
feather.
Tiny
I think we need
bikini.
To buy a place in Palm Springs. Guys.
Palm
Dude,
Springs is
going to
be like the new
the
BJ's
Indo.
Grandma's sickest
BJ's
place
grandma.
Ever.
Yeah,
BJ's grandma?
Do 80s heat. I kind of feel like 80s heat would be real big at Coachella.
I
want to
go to BJ's grandma's house.
It is sick.
In Palm Springs.
It's deep in Palm Springs.
You could
though.
Go... So,
oh, it's literally like 5 minutes away from where I think Shane's doing his pool.
When you, yeah. you know when you go to Indonesia on a boat trip or Bali or somewhere cool like that, you like have to... You surf all these marquee spots.
Yeah.
You could really... You could go to Palm Springs and get a, you know, a bus. And you're on a surf tour.
Mm-hmm.
Surfing perfect wave pools.
Dude, it makes me so mad that I'm as old as I am.
What are you talking about?
I'm...
You're looking at 230...
I know.
High 30-somethings over here.
I can't imagine how pissed off you guys are.
I'm at the twilight of my 20s right now, dude. Like,
you're looking at some 20-somethings over
it's
here.
Mental,
just think of how stoked, like, Jackson Dorian and Eli Hanneman are right now.
They're so jaded, though.
I know. That's true. Well, you got to think a little older. Kevin Schultz.
Yeah.
He's like a little younger, so he's like appreciates that these things just popped up.
Yeah.
Well, and he's just getting really good at it already.
We can. I mean, Todd and I, we had a great trip to Waco.
I was saying,
I did feel like I had been surfing. A lot of people surfing.
That everyone's been asking, did you get some waves and you went to Waco? And like, I went in the pool, but when you can only surf the air section and you have no warm up,
yeah,
it's not that rad.
Did you do that? That's what you did.
Yeah, because we. Well, it's fun, but it's like. You didn't have days surfing the air section. It's really hard to figure out where it is. And you kind of just want to be like, oh, I just want to kind of go surf. And next thing you know, like, you're all flying down the line at
a
something.
A lot of pressure to you when you have every good air surfer in the world watching you after you've been talking about them for 24 hours.
Yeah. Sounds like every time I go to a skate park.
Right. What is it like when you go to a skate park?
I wish it was like Waco.
But
I don't know.
Do people like stare at you?
Do something.
They do.
Go. Yeah, you're on.
They wait for something to happen.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
It's See, I'm invisible at a skate park.
Such a lie.
No. Here's what happens is there's two things happen at skate parks. First thing that happens.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
This is our
unknown.
Oh, I thought it was sketch. Studio.
Sometimes when it's an 808 number, I get scared. I still get scared to this day. When unknown 808 numbers. That's old school stuff.
Okay,
sorry.
Nora comes up to the skate park.
You go to the skate park and
you get confused.
This thing that happened. Well, you guys confusion. Are talking. No, people. Yeah, people wait for something to happen, like demo style. Like you're gonna do some stuff.
Which you should, because you're really good. Go ahead.
Or a guy or somebody comes up and asks me about how long I've been skateboarding.
Right.
And
classic pickup line. If I have an Instagram.
So you're either a noob or like people are psyched.
Yeah, there's no in between. It's not.
I honestly think it'd be better if you just like rolled into the park and been like, "All right, guys, you can stop now. I am here."
And just
yeah,
back
everyone
off.
Drop everything.
That makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, there was a famous quote from a surfer.
The super pros are here now to show these ramps what real moves are all about.
No. A famous surfer in the 80s, and this story is confirmed. It's a classic. Paddled up to a guy in the lineup and said,
"Is it Johnny Seaside?"
No.
I met him the other day.
Best he rules.
Ever.
Cool.
And this guy told the other person in the water, "Why are you even out here? You should be on the beach watching me surf. And I don't come to your job and tell you how to work. This is my office. Go in."
Yeah, these
true story.
Conversations are still happening today.
And you should say that at skate parks is what I'm getting to.
Where did these conversations happen?
I won't name names, but I know people who have said this before.
Dude,
so I feel like, Nora, you should get a shirt made that says, "This is my office. Go. Sit down and watch."
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Or you should hand people notebooks and pencils and just go sit down and start taking notes.
Heavy.
I
don't know.
I think you should.
Gnarly, dude.
I'm going to start using that quote out of Cardiff Reef.
Bring a backpack full of notepads and just be like, there's a backpack full of notepads and pens on the beach. Go take
that.
Well, I mean, there's people, I guess there's people that like, you know, when Nigel rolls up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Nigel rolls up to a skate park and he's got like a fluorescent green wrapped Audi R8 and he gets out wearing yoga pants. Like, shit better happen. Like, in the next 5 minutes, I better see some mind-blowing moves.
This is a great segue into skate news.
Okay.
Skate news is brought to you by the Folklore Project, a.k.a. Dune, Muska, and Quincy Woodwrights. USA Made Skateboards. This was pretty cool.
You had a pad?
What? Are you guys uncomfortable?
Sorry.
This is... Oh. This is...
Actually, I sit straighter up. Sitting like this.
Yeah. Oh, great. Done. You both have great posture.
See, I would sit up, but the microphone's...
The microphone's way down there. Okay, so I was minding my own business. I was watching the new video called Mother's Daughter. Do you know who sings the song Mother's Daughter?
I'm going to guess the daughter of a
Kurt
mother.
Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
No? Okay.
No, Mother's Daughter.
Who's
Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley. I'm a professional talker. Miley Cyrus has a new video. It's called Mother's Daughter.
My really Cyrus.
And one of the stars of this video is Lacey Baker.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, that was actually really sick. And I enjoyed it heavily.
Tell us on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard does Lacey rule? Because I've only met her once and she was super awesome.
Definitely past a 10.
Past a 10.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with Lacey.
Lacey's sick,
you facilitate
dude.
This.
Hit her up on Instagram.
You just gonna DM her.
if I DM'd her and just said, "Can we be friends?" That would read kind of weird.
I'd say you just come in hard and be like, "Did we just become best friends?"
Yeah.
Yes or no? Check.
I'm just gonna. What about we are friends? Period.
Yes.
So Lacey,
that's pretty good.
This was it's trending number one on YouTube. It's got a full cast of feminists and LGBTQ activists. Lacey was quoted as saying she's taking a stand, and I love it. Lacey Baker has become an outspoken pride activist. She's obviously a ripping skateboarder, and I've never told people to go watch a Miley Cyrus video until now.
It's sick. There's really good. There's a lot of leather. Like spandex. What's the material?
Leather spandex?
Those are not correct.
Leather and spandex?
Pleather?
No.
Let me see if that's in my notes.
Outfit
it's
on.
It's not in my notes.
Whatever.
Is it leather?
It's rad. No.
Latex.
Miley. Latex. That's why I'm saying leather
latex.
And spandex.
And I can honestly say that
latexy.
Miley Cyrus, I've been a fan, but I just keep becoming more and more of a fan because of this and also because you see her in Black Mirror.
I feel like
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good.
We should watch it.
I feel like latex is Nigel's next step.
That would be tight.
If Nigel showed up in latex.
Literally tight.
Snug.
We talked about how Nigel got arrested last week.
Form fitting.
He's fine.
What'd he do?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, was
he
that?
Slapped a car. He slapped a car like.
It was like funny. That. It was funny.
Have you ever been arrested for skateboarding?
No.
You and your skaters.
Albie, have you ever been arrested for skateboarding or surfing?
No. No.
All right, good.
He has been arrested good. For surfing.
No, I always had my dad was a paramedic, so I'd drop his name and get out of trouble sometimes.
Lucky.
Otherwise, I would have once.
In the new... Wait, but back to that.
At least.
Why? Where were you surfing?
No, I was
nude.
Kidding.
I was surfing Jaws nude.
It was Jaws.
It was fine.
This is me and Laird.
This is pretty rad because this is something... that in skateboarding isn't talked about that much. New Thrasher magazine has an article titled Over It. Mike Burnett and the crew put together this crazy good article about drugs and alcohol, the skaters that have battled it and won.
Mm-hmm.
Guys and gals, Alyssa Steamer, Guy Mariano, Andrew Reynolds, Arto Sari, and our current Sody, Tyshawn Jones.
Want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
Okay, so Guy Marion, like when we started St. Archer, we wanted Guy to be part of it.
Right.
And also Andrew.
Yes.
And they both turned it down because they're like, we're trying to do this sober thing and we can't be involved in this brand.
That's sick.
You can't have stacks of free beer at your house.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's cool because that's something that's, again, not talked about a lot in skateboarding. I'm excited to read that. I didn't really know until like a year ago, Tyshawn Jones...
Never
even started.
Never.
You've been on tour with Tyshawn and done demos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Sody. What's it like to skate with Tyshawn?
He's so sick. He's really sick. He's just like...
Nice dude.
Very much his own dude. Very focused on the things he's into. He has a restaurant.
What?
Yeah, back on the East Coast. Like super good like... chicken wings kind of southern style.
It's like Jamaica Jamaican southern style, right?
Yeah, I haven't been
to it.
I'm
gonna have to hit that.
It looks super good. So he's, you know, really
entrepreneurial. He's an entrepreneur.
He breeds dogs, like the little
pit bull
that boxer.
Yes.
I don't know my facts well enough, but he's into some cool stuff.
You got some Tyshawn Jones facts.
He's killing it. He really is.
You ride for Adidas with Tyshawn.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like every single weekend, we talked about this last weekend, Adidas is doing rad shit, street level.
Yes.
And tell us, give us the last two or three events that you've been at with Adidas that you thought, wow, Adidas is cool.
So even in the last year and a half, I feel like there's been such a variety of stuff. One of my favorite things we did was the Gons mini ramp, the remake of the Y ramp down
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii on Waikiki. That was insane. That was insane. And I was like, this needs to somehow be made into an annual thing, because we got to bring out tons of different people. We actually had money and teamed up with Thrasher and had a prize purse. So it brought out kind of a really unique group of skaters. And it wasn't just your normal contest dudes. It was like, you know, my jam had like Reynolds and Appleyard and dudes I looked up to skating. So.
And Gons recreated his
1988 cover.
He ollied the channel.
He ollied it, did a boneless. His family was there.
God, he's awesome.
No, it was like.
You're friends with Mark Gonzalez.
The best.
What's it like being friends with Mark Gonzalez?
The best. The best. His wife is from Marblehead, Mass.
What?
And they're there right now. And Weird. It's the coolest thing ever.
You can call him on speakerphone right now.
Hey, hi, Gons. Can I speak to the? Do I call you the or
Gons? Hey, Mark. It's Nora.
Dude, he's on it. He's just like full dad mode, just like shredding the streets of New York when he's home, and then on a boat with his two babies and wife, and yeah, they're awesome.
I love it. In other New York news, Max Fish, the seminal New York skate bar.
The Max Fish.
Is celebrating 30 years.
Did you ever go to Max Fish?
Yeah, I've been there. I was there when I was drinking.
Did you ever go to Max Fish?
I blacked out in
Adidas,
Max Fish.
Adidas events.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
These events we've been talking about. Right.
So, yeah, Adidas has partnered up with Max Fish. Giant opening parties. They got an event on July 14th. I'm going to be there on the 15th. I'm missing that, but I'm going to go there. Congratulations on 30 years of excellence, Max Fish.
That's crazy. That bar has been around that long.
Yeah, 30 years.
We're not 30.
It was open before Nora and Elby were born.
It was super cool back in the 90s.
I was there when things were real.
No, it's like
it's still kind of the same spot. It's legit.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and like that's. Like met Amy Gunther from KCDC there.
Yes,
like
Amy's sick.
All those people. Like
I want to say I fanned out on someone there and they left because I was being so annoying.
Really?
I can get well.
How does it get to that point?
Because I'm drinking and I'm talking close to somebody.
He was singing Rock Lobster.
I was like probably yelling an inch away from somebody's face, like Brian Anderson or somebody. I don't know. Someone really cool, obviously.
I feel like Tino Raza was like a bouncer there.
Manager or something.
I'm
pretty sure I get kicked out that night. Which to get kicked out of Max Fish is a huge accomplishment.
Badge of honor.
I want to first and foremost just thank God for putting me at Max Fish.
For creating Max Fish.
Supra and Chad Muska are back. They are teaming up for Skytop 77.
Is that a shoe?
That's a shoe.
Skytop.
And a bar.
Skytop 77. That's available today.
It's replacing Max Fish.
It's going to be the top of Max Fish.
It's the latest collar shoe, it's called. Chad Muska. I'm friends with Chad Muska, you guys.
Hey, what's up?
Just, damn it.
What's up with the D3 coming back? Wait, did we talk about that last
time? We talked about that last.
Never mind.
Didn't that happen 2 years ago?
That was 99th episode about.
I don't care.
Dude, how about that little kid at the park yesterday in all D.C.?
I wasn't there.
His dad must work there.
No, he's from Germany.
Wait, what?
His name is Julius.
What are you doing,
sick. He was ripping.
Yeah, shout out to Julius.
I'm doing good.
I wasn't at the park yesterday. So I want to change the subject.
We were all there.
At the park.
I got invited. I was invited. I can't skate on Sundays.
Why?
That's not
It's a Lord's
true.
Day?
No, I was just busy.
I do have a question. Do you guys have any more of these apple sodas?
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
Dude, I bought one yesterday at Seaside.
There's none left.
Float the pot.
No.
Really?
I have some, but they're not cold.
That's fine.
Oh, look, they're right here.
You float the podcast.
Right here.
Dude.
Wait,
no.
What?
We got some wave sodas.
Nobody knows
for you.
This.
Blackberry.
That was like a.
Nobody knows this, but what just happened was Cote pulled down a koala painting.
Yeah,
and
that's like a
mentally
wall
challenged
safe.
To reveal a wall safe of
the best wall safe.
These
wave
new
sodas.
Wave sodas that I'm cracking.
How does it work?
Just
oh, it's broken now. I got some nerd news for you guys. In skate nerd skate news, Todd.
Mike Burnett.
Pay attention.
Oh, wait.
A website called Kotaku.com.
No.
Ranked.
I know, Kutaku. That's like a video game site.
Yeah, it's Kotaku. Kotaku.
Is it Twitch?
Kutaku.
Is it Twitch?
No.
Twitch you just said that
Twitch
so we...
Twitch is like YouTube. Stop sound. Just throwing around terms, Nora.
I'm just going
to... You're like, is that Twitch? I know Fortnite? Video games.
Are you on Fortnite?
Are you in Fortnite? Are you in the Fortnite?
Remote controller?
Is this on Fortnite? Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Wait.
What is up with you being on The Little Chef?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Have you heard about this?
Hasn't even, how did you hear about this?
What is this? I was right next to him when this happened.
Okay. Little Chef. The Tiny Chef.
Who's the Tiny Chef show?
The Tiny Chef show. Shout out to the Tiny Chef. He is a green little goodness piece of creature, and okay. He exists in a beautiful little
on
tree
Twitch?
Stump. No.
Stop motion animation.
Oh,
stop motion animation has created, Instagram. Has given us the new Wallace and Gromit.
Oh my god.
Have you seen the Tiny Chef show? Look at it right now.
It's amazing.
Okay. He DM'd
me. I spent hours there.
The Tiny Chef DM'd her.
And she's going to get to teach the Tiny Chef how to skate.
Mm-hmm. The Tiny Chef show.
After
show.
I showed her this Instagram,
mm-hmm.
She doesn't DM me.
Oh my god, this mm-hmm. guy's rough.
Not the Tiny Chef he
showed.
So he's cooking.
He's humming. That's what that sound
he's
is.
Cleaning the kitchen.
He's just cleaning. He doesn't cook in that.
You're
one.
Gonna be on this. That's so crazy.
Who's that?
I'm
oh,
gonna teach.
So you're gonna be on the Tiny Chef show.
Eventually,
he
yeah.
He gets to teach.
No,
she gets
I
to teach
get to teach him.
How to skateboard.
Follow the Tiny Chef show. For a Nora cameo.
Just follow it, period.
So what were we talking about?
Okay, so...
Kotaku?
Kotaku.com rated the best... Kotaku. Not what you're thinking.
Not Kotaku.
Not Concho.
What?
You know what Concho is.
No.
You know what Concho is?
What?
I snapped. I put
like
my hands together.
That's Concho?
Yeah, it's it was an ancient game invented in Japan where you clap your hands together... And then you stick your fingers in your friend's butt.
I think you're saying it wrong.
It's a real thing.
Isn't that called cornhole?
No, that's called concho.
How do you win?
Concho? Yeah. Let's,
well, everybody wins.
Slap. Slap. And then you make a small gun, like yeah. You're holding a pistol, and you ram it in
yeah.
your friend's butthole.
Yes. Honestly, look it up.
That is the worst friendship ever.
No, nope.
I'm not going to look it up.
Best friends.
I am. On Twitch.
Kotaku.
Live feed. Live feed.
So we've they've ranked the best and worst guest skaters from Tony Hawk Pro Skater. This year marked the anniversary of Tony Hawk Pro Skater, 20 years.
Now, just to be clear, they are not playing...
These are special okay. characters.
I didn't know if they were playing that game.
They're not playing Concho.
Okay.
Chris Cote's Pro Concho
is
not even starting
Concho
yet.
Concho pair-up for the championships.
That's not even... It hasn't even officially started yet. You guys got the sneak peek. Okay. Best guest skaters, according to Kotaku.com. Darth Maul, Spider-Man.
Yep.
Judy Nails, who is a Guitar Hero crossover character.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys played any of those guest characters on Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
No, Wolverine
I never heard of this.
Okay.
Do you remember Wolverine?
Alyssa Steamer. Yeah.
Wolverine had like the punch where he like grabs the board. That was my guy.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, this is Kotaku we're talking about, not me. Worst characters to play on Tony Hawk Pro Skater, guest skaters, Gene Simmons.
Obviously.
And Todd's going to love this one. Jango Fett. Worst character.
Worst?
What?
And Nick from the True Crime Game crossover.
I did Jango Fett sometimes. He was sick.
I didn't even know you could play as him.
Oh, now that's even probably worse.
He had
time.
A grind where he like shot his gun, like
really,
pew, pew. Yeah.
Do that again.
See, I don't. Pew, pew. I don't like to mix. I don't like it, that's like mixing.
My
it's non-canon.
Didn't let us have
I can't.
Video games.
Yeah, I can't get down with
your
that.
Your parents didn't let you have video
not
games.
Really.
No, you guys played with a lot of wooden.
Have
toys.
You been?
Yeah.
Have you? Were you?
Just wood.
Rocking horse thing.
Like, they gave you a skateboard. And they said no video games.
They gave me a skateboard, and then there was nowhere for me to skate it. Just, here, skate it on our rock drive, on our gravel driveway.
No games, no cement, nothing for Nora.
Mm-mm.
Well, you've come a long way. You seem well adjusted and happy.
Yeah, you got some wood chips out back. You can flip around in that.
Go chew on those wood chips if you're looking
Nora,
for something
fun to do.
Nora,
get out of the compost pile.
Wait,
it's warm in here, Mom.
The weirdest guest characters, the guy from Doom, a severed hand, and Kelly Slater.
Kelly Slater.
Never played ever.
You rode Kelly on a surfboard.
And he paddled, so right?
Dumb. That's dumb.
You can do the paddle.
Yeah, you can
the
paddle.
The paddle grind.
The paddle grind.
But didn't that come out?
Shrek. Shrek was another one you could play.
Kelly Slater Pro Surfer had the same controls, right?
Similar.
It's very similar.
Transworld Surf had similar controls.
Can we talk about why there's not another surfing game coming out?
They sold
I know why.
Of what?
Okay.
Of the game.
Here's the reason why.
Transworld gave them away all for free, and they only sold 7 other ones.
They didn't have the soundtrack because Tony Hawk did.
True that.
Hey, Cut You Up was on the soundtrack of Transworld Surf. Just so you know.
That's fire, I remember.
That's why it didn't sell. No, because not a lot of people bought it, but I actually was in the process when they were making it, and apparently illustrating water is really difficult.
Super difficult.
So it's really difficult to make. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of money. And
like,
nobody buys it.
I feel
it.
Like technology is caught up, though.
Yeah, have you played Mark McInnes' game?
We're definitely
McMorris?
Mark McMorris, yeah.
Yes.
I always get him in the
What's it called?
For confused. Infinite Air?
Infinite Air.
No.
It's changed my life.
It's infinitely better than Sean.
It's the reason I landed the back 7. I swear to God.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Because when you like go, it's not like you press buttons to do airs. You like cock his arms and then like let go off of a ramp.
Infinite
And I like watched how he did that and I was like, oh my God, like I need to do that surfing.
I want
to
do this.
And like literally like a month later.
Mark McMorris's Infinite Air?
Is it for like PlayStation?
I have it. We can game it all the time.
Dude.
I feel like your roommates already have this.
Can we play it right now?
Not right now, after this.
Yeah, we can.
You got more work to do.
Your roommates for sure have it.
Vance Park series is...
Are you kidding me?
They only play Fortnite?
You live in a Fortnite house?
A lot of money.
Are we talking about Nicole?
No.
Yes. Not really, but yeah.
Nicole and her boyfriend have like this
Nicole House, amazing skateboard.
Yeah, really fancy computer system now. And they bought it to play Fortnite.
And they're on Twitch.
And they're on Twitch.
Do they Twitch?
With Grayson Fletcher.
I don't know, dude.
Grayson Fletcher's on Twitch?
They're on some stuff. It's crazy in there.
Wow.
5:30 in the morning sometimes they're up playing and you're yelling.
I didn't download Fortnite because I heard of how addictive it is.
Just don't do it.
I played it. It's not as fun as I thought it was going to be.
That's because you weren't like there. Everyone's so good at it now that we're just like too far behind.
My kid just kills me like right
immediately. Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Everyone's too good now.
Boring.
It's not fun.
Vance Park series
I'm all
is
about
going to
story. What's the story
behind?
What's
Fortnite?
My motivation? Like,
you
where? Why?
Island.
But why are they there? Has there been a world ending incident? Like, I need to know the backstory.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to be romanced a little before we get to the killing.
Well, 3 billion people across the planet
don't need to
care.
Be romanced at
they
all.
They just want
to
shoot people or things. I don't know.
I just want to know. There's things I want to have a little.
You
want to
know something?
Yeah.
Vance Park series is going to Montreal this weekend.
But why?
Because July 13th.
How is your French?
Check it out. Check this out. Vance Park series is very special this year. My commentating partner is Tony Hawk. My friend.
Are you going?
He's literally.
I don't know if
that.
You guys knew
Every
that
episode,
I was friends with Tony Hawk.
He tries to drop.
Are you going, Nora?
I want to meet him.
No.
You're not going?
Are you going?
I'm going. And guess what? Vans is going. And this year, 4 out of the 5 parks are legacy skate parks that Vans has built, and they're leaving.
Are they leaving Montreal?
They're leaving Montreal.
No way.
Yes. Brand new skate park coming to Montreal, Canada.
That's actually sick. Paris, they're leaving, though, too.
Paris, they're leaving.
So I'm going to Paris.
Salt Lake City, they're leaving.
Yeah. We're going to Salt Lake.
Yes. I just found out that they sometimes don't leave parks. That blew my mind.
All the time they don't.
I mean, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, why?
This is a huge, This was a thing where, you know, U.S. Open was a big one. They built the park on the beach.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, that park's there.
Yo, that park didn't last so long.
This thing keeps wearing down. They got to rebuild it every year.
So they were, last year they built a park in Sao Paulo.
How much often I go to Huntington?
That's where we're going next.
You got sand everywhere.
We're taking this show on the road.
The tide comes up, this thing's gone.
It's just over, dude.
So
wait, when? Okay,
July 13th
is what?
Is
Canada?
Is when it's happening?
And then when is the one in Salt Lake?
September.
Are you doing that one?
Salt Lake?
No.
I'm not doing Canada.
You're not going to Canada.
You're doing which
Paris.
One's are you doing? And Brazil.
Paris.
No, Brazil's separate.
That was a couple weeks ago.
No. What?
What's the,
there will be a contest.
I feel like we should
talk. It's a different one.
We have you here. We need to talk.
Oh, yeah.
About
let's
the,
talk about the Olympics.
Yeah. What's up with the
Olympic skateboarding?
I don't sigh because it's you can legitimately.
This is a safe space. This is stoked.
We're in the trust tree.
Let her go.
I have never been so conflicted about anything in my entire life.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's really it.
Exclusive. World star.
Dig deeper.
World star.
What's conflicting about it?
Of all the people in this room, I've been to the Olympics.
Todd's been to like 16 Olympics.
Yeah. Todd's been to the Olympics, but that was before social media.
But I'll tell you that it's, look, it's one day. It's one day of competition.
Yes, why put ourselves through the turmoil?
But because sometimes I think that you're not doing it for you. You do it for your parents.
And your country.
My parents are kind of like indifferent.
And your friends in other sports who didn't have a chance to qualify.
Yeah.
On you, bro. On you. No, here's my thing.
I'm not invited to the Olympics. I would go if I was.
My issue with it is I think that World Skate
is wacky.
Doesn't have the skaters' best interests in mind. I think they don't have their cards together. And I think it's a rat race for all these people to try to control what's going on.
Yep.
And to run the Olympics, and nobody's really qualified to do it. And now we've got these contests going on, and it's like, we're going to send you to the bunghole of China. We're going to send you to the bunghole of this other country, and like you need to go there and do it. And it's like, they put us in these parks that aren't even good, and
I wasn't
the
even
judging
invited.
Is confusing. It's mm-hmm. just like there hasn't been enough of a build-up to it. Like, if it was Park Series, we'd be in a much better position.
Right. Which I would it feel, wasn't it supposed
it was.
To be Park
it was supposed
Series?
To be. I would feel a lot better about it if it was Park Series, because these are events we've done for a handful of years. We kind of know how they roll. I also wish that the park event was run like the street event is, which is, so with the street contest, they have two runs, I believe, and then three or four best trick attempts. So it kind of opens the door, and I think it lets the best skateboarding speak instead of mm-hmm. just the best run building on the best run situation speak.
Okay.
And I also think that with the female side of things, there are so many new faces that girls who have been doing it for a long time get judged subjectively.
For how good they've always been?
For things that judges and people have seen them do for years.
You're being judged against yourself.
Like,
you're being judged against yourself.
Nora didn't do a kickflip back lip.
Yes.
We're dropping her score.
If I don't do a kickflip in my run, like, it's like, I'm not making finals. Like, it's, you know.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
No, but I see it with other skaters. Yeah. It's not, I'm not talking about myself. It's just like, you've got girls skating and doing, even they could be like a 5-0 grind or doing a back D or doing rock fakies. You're doing a trick on every wall and you get beat out by a girl doing 6 kick turns in a run.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's things like that, and you're just kind of like,
but are you still gonna do it? Are you still gonna go for the gold?
Yeah, my plan is to go to Brazil
there
to
you
do
go.
That contest. Yeah.
Okay. And see if the momentum starts.
To see if the because I need to decide if mentally I'm equipped.
Ready.
That's what I
You're
said.
Already a world champion.
I've said
of
that.
Of course
a bunch
you are.
People,
you're ready.
It's like making it there is the most stressful part.
That's the thing. Making it there is very difficult.
Then you get there and it's like
awesome.
Then you're at Disneyland.
Yeah,
and it's
for
like,
sure.
Oh my god. Well, also, you're pretty versed in, like, having media come at you, but, like, it's...
Come at me, bro.
It is gnarly.
No, it's super heavy. And
it's like this. This is gnarly.
Well,
this is media.
When I started skating, it was because I wasn't being pushed onto a field, a soccer field, and I wasn't being scored and all this stuff. So the fact that I've built a career off not doing that, and, yeah, I've always supplemented it with doing well in contests, but... I mean, I've done well in, like, 3 contests in my life. Like, that's not really
there.
What I've built anything
I was
on.
At those.
He was there. Chris saw it.
Nor was my friend.
It was awful.
So was Tony Hawk. Bob Burnquist.
Tony Hawk wasn't there, but...
I could go on and on. Jeff Rowley.
Are you just reading the roster from Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Yes, exactly.
Spider-Man,
Darth
Maul.
They're kind
Jango
of my
Fett.
Friends.
These are all
I'm making
best friends
with Rodney Mullen too.
Dude,
which
my
is so
dad
slow.
Was Darth Maul for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it was the scariest moment of my life.
How old were you?
Like 9.
Wow.
Do you want to see a photo of
yes.
me?
Yes.
Cool. I could be wrong. This might be Darth Vader.
Vans Park series is going to Montreal.
I was right. I'm right.
Did I tell you guys Vans Park series is going to Montreal and I'm going to be there?
Yeah, it's
going with
be
my
strange.
Friend Tony Hawk.
But
go to vansparkseries.com. I want to say a shout out to True Skateboard Mag. They've been at it for 9 years. That's true OG skateboarding.
Imagine what it'll be like when you're at it for 100 of years.
100.
Like we are.
Someday. They're doing a live show. Follow True Skate, the letter 8, the number 8 on Instagram.
A lot of people say that listening to the Monday Mass is like minutes and dog years.
Yes.
So
this has been a pretty good episode, I gotta say.
People are wondering why we're still talking.
Yeah. our friend, we talked to our friend Travis Rice. Remember?
Who else do you know?
Yeah,
you know a lot of people.
What are your other?
Remember when we called him?
Yeah,
that was cool.
Who are the last 5 people you called on the phone, Chris?
Me?
Yep.
Todd, like 4 times. Just check in.
Are you coming? Are you coming? I've got it all set up.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Basically, Todd and my girlfriend in that order.
That's beautiful, man.
Snowboarding news.
Oh, I love
you guys.
Part.
Snowboarded.
Before. I've snowboarded before.
I love snowboarding.
You guys are avid snowboarders.
We can both do 360s, right?
Really?
Can you do 360s?
Kind of.
Yeah. Can you
I'm
do 360,
Tom?
I've
done them.
Who's the best snowboarder in this room right now? Nora? Who's the best snowboarder from Massachusetts in this room right now? Nora.
Such a diss.
Snow News is brought to you by Nanocraft CBD. You guys tried Nanocraft?
No, but
you guys
I would love
get
to.
All right,
we'll get you guys hooked up.
I have a CBD sponsor.
Who's your CBD? We can.
It's not Nanocraft.
That's fine. You can talk. You can shout them out.
CB Distillery.
They need to come up with a better name, first of all.
What do you mean?
Hey,
it's CB Distillery.
That's his sponsor, dude.
Distillery. They're OG.
CBD. How come no one comes with CBD
Dispensary or distillery?
CB Dispensary.
No, I said distillery yesterday.
No, it wasn't dispensary.
Well, you can go to Albie's Instagram page to see his CBD sponsorship.
Not even technically
our CBD sponsorship is Nanocraft CBD. They have a new snow video about their West Coast tour. Scotty Lago, Kyle Mack, Tim Humphries, Brandon Davis, Nick Geis, and the rest of the Nanocraft team getting buck on the West Coast. Did we say that buck is not a term to be used?
Buck naked.
Getting buck naked on the West Coast.
Buck is a big deer.
Check out Outside TV. We've got ESPY Awards coming up.
Ooh, I love those.
That's ESPN Awards.
How many of those do you have?
I have no ESPY Awards.
Do you know any friends that have ESPYs?
I have friends that have ESPYs.
You have an ESPY? Did you go for
it? Have you ever been nominated?
Who's got an ESPY?
No.
You guys have ESPYs?
No.
No, don't look at me.
Well, you just said you...
Well, you should have been nominated.
She said something. I thought she got nominated.
No.
I'll nominate both of you right now.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Thank you. Yes.
But that's in 2020. This year, Best Action Sports category nominees include
Mark McMorris.
No.
Scotty James.
Yes.
You're looking at the screen.
Well, we have two snowboarders. This is why it's snow news. We have two snowboarders in the female department. Chloe Kim and Zoe Zadowski Zinat.
Wow. Zoe's nominated.
Wait, did I say that right?
Yes.
She's from New Zealand, right?
I think she's from Massachusetts, to be honest.
Am I wrong?
She might be the best snowboarder from Massachusetts.
I don't think she's not from New Zealand.
Damn it. Whatever.
But
she's from over there. So, they're nominated.
She's sick, though.
And in the... also, Stephanie Gilmore.
Scotty James is another snowboarder.
Well, so this is
three.
Women.
Oh.
There's three women nominated. You got Chloe, Zoe, and Stephanie.
Steph's going to win.
You think Stephanie Gilmore's going to win?
I bet Chloe wins.
Ooh, yeah, you know what?
But didn't she have kind of an off
how
year?
How much do you want to bet?
No, she got
injured at the end of the year.
Listen to this bananas news. So she, I know where the microphone is.
That's what she said.
She,
yeah, what do you want to bet?
So she kind of got hurt, and she's like not even snowboarding next year. She's going to Princeton.
Who, Chloe?
Me too.
Yeah, she's like going to Princeton University.
I wasn't even invited to Princeton.
Did she win the Olympics?
Yes.
And then just peaced out.
She
went to an Ivy League school.
She won everything. Like she
Frances McDormand like called her out when she won an Oscar.
Oh yeah.
She. I was so sick for three.
Oh,
Billboard.
That's right.
She's like up on the thing and she's just
I wanna
like,
be like Chloe
winning
Kim.
Like best actress. And then she's just like, this is must be what it feels like when Chloe Kim's going down the pipe. And I'm
that
just
was
like,
the coolest
wow.
thing
oh my
ever.
God, I did
I'm like that is so amazing. Chloe, you've done it.
On the men's side of things, Scotty James, Gabriel Medina, and Nyjah are noms. those
Come
three.
Come on, Medina. Let's give him Medina.
Yeah.
Please. What's the difference between Medina and Nyjah?
Oh, I know this one. What's the punchline?
Medina and Nyjah walk into a bar. Bartender says, wait, no.
Scotty,
sorry. Bono James. And the Edge walk into a bar. The bartender says, oh, no, not you two again.
Yeah.
I'll take dad
Gabriel
jokes
and Nyjah walk into a bar. Who's going to win out of that group?
Scotty
There's
James.
Another person
Scotty
I forget
James.
Who it is.
Did,
why?
He, wait, why? Would
Scotty,
he
should reshuffle the dice.
Scotty James is the best half-pipe snowboarder that's ever lived. Bottom line. Better than Sean White.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Mass.
I'm just telling you.
I believe
Scotty,
you.
I think Scotty should win.
Scotty.
He's not, better than Sean White?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
He just comes off
technically
nicer
better.
Than
okay.
Technically, I mean, yeah. And then he didn't lose anything last year.
Okay.
And this is for last year.
Also,
only.
He vlogged.
I still think Gabriel Medina is going to win.
He's very funny.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
He's very funny. His brother.
He seems cool.
He seems nice.
He and his brother have a show that they're going to have in Australia, like a skit show.
Oh, that's
a
sick.
Skit show. Okay.
Yeah.
Sick.
So the ESPYs are coming up. I don't know when, but they're going to be on ESPN. And there's also thing. Like football players and stuff to get awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here's some great Sean White news.
Oh, yeah. Sean White is suing Oakley.
Why?
Because they kept using his pictures on posters, I think in Korea.
Just like, it's okay.
After the Olympics.
That's fine. Like, you have yeah. made so much money.
But don't you think if...
I think it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any old sponsors that you've
yes, this
seen...
happened with me and Burn. They used my...
In who?
Burn.
Burn helmets. They used
oh, okay.
my...
They used your face.
They used my... images for like a year and a half after
okay.
they weren't doing mm-hmm. anything.
Did
but
you get,
I actually
did you get
still
paid?
Had their helmets because I think they're the
yeah.
best helmets.
Okay, so you have a amicable
yeah,
relationship. LB?
I'm not gonna
Were you
anyone.
In Nike 6.0 ads after you dropped oh. them as a sponsor?
Oh, that was,
I don't think I was
like,
in anyone's
he was
ads
the first,
when I was
You were
like,
the first Nike 6.0 writer, days. Correct?
The ad yeah. was on my wall.
Really?
I was on
Come
my mom's
on.
Wall.
It's a pretty big deal.
Sick.
Seriously,
wow.
we just found this out the other day. I don't think I was in anyone's ads while I was writing for them.
So you know you were no ads before or after,
it's
right?
It's only
them.
Before.
Well, that makes it easy. That you don't have to litigate then. If you're not
career
used
is
in
really
ads.
Like 3 years old at this point.
Todd, have you ever you've been in ads before? Have you ever been in ads for something you didn't apply for?
No, but Airwalk paid me apply. For 3 years after I wasn't writing for them.
That's
awesome.
Different.
Sweet.
Hey, I actually got paid by Nike
you should
for
sue
like
them.
Two
yeah,
quarters
they,
after they dropped yeah. me.
Wait,
or
what?
I dropped them.
It's great.
Yeah. I was stoked. I didn't say anything. I cashed the
But I gave them
oh, yeah.
I gave all the money back.
You did?
That's really
I want to know how much Sean White is suing for. I'm like fascinated by
For how much?
Yeah, like what?
I just have to put Sean White in the news just so I can put him on the tag of the thing.
Yeah.
He's selling
views.
His house.
See what you're doing.
He's selling his house in Malibu. We talked about this. $27 million. It's got six bathrooms.
There are children in the world who don't have clean water.
Well,
thanks for
it's not our problem.
Thanks for bringing it way down on us.
Maybe they should start snowboarding, Nora.
We have wave soda to drink. Maybe you shouldn't have drank that whole thing. You should have saved some for the children.
Yeah.
Maybe I will, dude.
Okay. Shout now this is the part that Todd's been waiting for, I know, all week.
This is my favorite
this
part of the
This is his favorite part of the podcast. This is the only part of the podcast
Where's
he
Meep?
Actually cares about.
Where's
Meep? Meep? Okay.
Where's
There's
Meep?
No way in hell Meep. Why don't you guys just come over and see
I'm gonna.
Meep? Okay.
I'm gonna. Jesus Christ, relax.
Jeez.
That was crazy.
You guys want to see some pictures of my cat?
I haven't held an animal in like 8 days. I'm having withdrawals.
Wow.
Nora shows me six cats a day. We've been through this.
Crazy cat lady.
Six cats a day.
I haven't held... That's it. That's a t-shirt.
And
I haven't held an animal
five,
in 6 days and I'm about to lose it.
Three.
It's always some cat Bing. Making weird noises.
Yes.
Not always.
Well,
it's like, have you ever seen a cat getting brain freeze?
I have no. I have used that excuse.
Wait,
I've been
yeah.
caught looking at something it's suspect on my phone, and somebody said, "What is that?" I go, "It's a cat making weird noises."
That's hectic.
You can use that excuse. This is our 100th episode of the Monday Mass. Panikin Coffee and Tea has offered 100 Monday Mass fans free coffee tomorrow, Tuesday, July 9th, if you go into Panikin in Encinitas only
Where
and
is that?
Say
Do you
know in Encinitas.
It's like on the way to Lucadia.
Yeah. Is it the one
yeah,
on
in
the corner?
Like the farmhouse. It
Dude,
looks like a, or
LB, you're
station.
Embarrassing us.
I'm sorry. I just moved here, you guys.
A year ago.
Down the street from me, didn't even say anything.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, we want
to hear
it.
This is
put it up to the microphone.
long?
Okay, that's funny. I like that.
And then they slow it down and it's just like...
Can you imagine the amount of pain a cat would feel?
Dude, imagine how terrifying that was.
It's like, why am I dying? And now I'm fine.
Everything is scared to animals.
If you go into the Panican on Tuesday, July 9th and say, Todd, say it.
The Monday Mass is the world's greatest action sports podcast.
You're getting a free coffee.
Massholes.
You can say that.
You gotta say massholes too.
Okay. Nerd, this is Nerd News brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Listen.
Do we have ground rules for this?
Yes, before we go into this, have you guys seen Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay, wait.
Are you done?
Yes!
Okay, no. You can't. You need to stop.
No spoilers.
How many wait. How many episodes are you on?
I'm in three because I'm making
three.
It last.
Three.
No.
We did not make it last.
He's binge?
Yes.
We finished over the weekend.
Okay, oh I'm in four.
We were in tears last night.
Okay, don't.
Bawling our eyes out.
Don't do it. I'm four episodes in. Todd and I made a pact this weekend that we weren't going to finish.
You've already said now I'm like, that's a spoiler. Like, I'm going to cry at the end of it.
You might.
Yeah, see?
But you don't know why.
Hey, okay. You don't know.
Right. She walked by her brother watching episode one today and started crying.
True.
Stranger Things was dropped on July 4th. Most of the world has finished it, mm-hmm. except for Todd and I, you two have. But I want to go a little kind of a crossover mm-hmm. into the nerdiness of it. Under the bed, in Stranger Things,
wait a minute.
There is a trans world skateboarding, and the cover is Kevin Staub.
What? Which one is it? The first one?
I think it's episode three.
And yesterday at the skate park, Albie was wearing Kevin Staub's old helmet.
Coincidence?
Did it have a
knife?
Wow. Mind blown. Spoiler alert. In episode two or three, you might see a cover of Trans World Skateboarding under a bed.
Heavy.
Moving on.
Under Billy's bed?
No. Oh, Billy's back. Okay, and he's bad.
We all... Listen.
That's not a spoiler.
I feel like everyone has already watched the whole thing, and like I'm behind, but I don't want to like I don't want to blow it out.
I never seen him in this
understand
position
why
before.
You haven't finished it.
Because Game of Thrones went by so fast, and I had to wait so long. And
that was like 5 years.
I like wasn't even as worked up. I was not as worked up.
I was
up over
not
Game
even close
as I was. About.
You're more. You guys are more stranger.
Way
stranger
better, I think.
I'm kind of more emotionally invested in The Handmaid's Tale right now than I am even in Stranger Things.
I haven't started.
I don't even want to.
It's good. I was like that. I was like, I don't have room.
See, I don't like
in
all
my
the
emotional.
It freaks me out because I think
purse.
It's gonna happen.
It's it's
the little
a show.
Kid adventure thing is just so much better.
This is a show about maids.
I'm not scared about...
Who are you from... Okay, who is your Stranger Things character? Who are you most like?
I mean...
I was 100% Will Byers.
You were Will Byers?
Just kidding. 100%.
Destroyed. You were still wanting to play D&D when your friends are talking to guys.
Oh, yeah.
Will Byers. 100%.
That hurt. That was like... That hit me hard, that scene.
Yeah. Nora, who are you? Are you 11 or are you Max? That's easy.
Why do I have to be one of the girls?
Yeah.
Well, that was sexist.
I'm more like Will, based off of my physical and mental state.
You could,
but I want to be 11.
But you could be
physically. I look like 11.
You could be a Will, Max, 11 mashup.
Could you see us as 11 and do the hair?
As who?
Oh, he's gonna be Mike.
You could be Mike.
And I'm going to be 11. If I don't blow dry my hair, it's the same as 11. And
you get one of those 80s dress.
Fairly good.
And he's wearing it in like really small basketball.
Do not cut
shorts.
Your hair until Halloween.
No,
I'm not going
to. We're just
going
to bowl it out even more.
Okay.
Yeah, sick.
I would say I'm kind of Mike because I'm really emotional.
If I used a blow dryer on his hair, it would be like phenomenal.
Yeah, phenoms.
You get a good, like you kind of have like a cresting... wave.
Yeah. I'm feeling that.
Curl.
That's what I'm going for. We're going to be Mike and 11.
So you guys are huge Stranger Things fans.
Did you get a lot of bloody noses in high school? Were you guys bloody nose people?
No.
Did you pick your nose a lot?
No. I just remember those kids in grammar school and high school that would all of a sudden be like, oh my God, I gotta go to the bathroom. They're just like covered in blood. And I would never understand how that could happen to somebody.
That used to happen to me when I partied a lot.
I used to do
that. I babysat for a girl and she was bleeding from her ears once.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you shook her?
I think because I was in her vicinity. Now I don't know why. It was horrible.
I used to get blisters on my lip that would bleed. That was brutal.
Yeah.
Herpes.
Yeah, in fifth grade.
Harpies.
Be pretty cool.
We have an ointment for that.
Active skin repair. We'll clear that right up.
You guys watch the
Vasculinus is for your lips and other orses.
Everything.
Orses.
Orses.
Monday Mass brought to you by Vasculinus.
Band of orses.
Band of orifices.
Band of orifices.
They're playing Coachella this year.
One of my favorite
year.
Bands. Is
that's
band of orifices
that's on the list. It's on the Coachella
Let's go.
Drop.
Who's ready? I can play no instruments, but I will be part of it.
You guys watch the Saw series? You were about to say that's the funniest thing I've ever said.
Band of orifices.
Band of orifices. Todd's new indie rock band. They're opening up for the Vasconcilluses. You guys watch the Saw movies?
I've watched three of them.
Did you ever see?
Funeral is just playing in
Saw?
My head.
Seesaw?
You saw Seesaw?
Have you seen the show Saw?
But did you ever see the one that's like living? Like it's a YouTube. It's a YouTube video of like living with Jigsaw from Saw, and it's like this
yes!
guy is a roommate and it's
Jigsaw.
That
He's
shit
on that
is so funny.
Gary, you have just woken up, and I have covered the floor with mouse traps.
Do
you remember that video?
So funny.
It's amazing.
That's
well,
awesome.
In that vein.
I've put the car keys inside Bingo, and you need to get them out with only these spoons.
I'm going to watch that immediately.
Oh, that's so good.
Shoot. So Chris Rock is one of the producers of Saw. Did you guys know that?
No.
Saw, the, like,
is that new?
Wait, is there a new Saw?
He's working on a new Saw, which he's going to be in with Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
Yes.
I hope Samuel L. Jackson plays a detective.
What's up?
I hope he plays a victim.
What's up with... well, how would Jerry Seinfeld say this? What's the deal with live-action Disney reboots? I mean...
But they didn't whitewash...
dude, we just saw the trailer for Mulan.
Mulan.
Spoiler alert. I have that on
dragon.
My notes.
Where is her
Where
dragon?
Was the dragon?
Maybe
you didn't even notice.
That's inaccurate. It's because you were screaming,
Nerd
where's
fight.
The dragon the whole time? I didn't
That's
even have
because
time
he was
to
the
know
best
it.
Character in the
were
cartoon.
You, were you screaming that in the theaters?
No. In
where's the dragon? Where's the dragon? Where's the dragon?
Where is it?
Did you know
now he runs out of the theater. Where's the dragon?
There's been a lot of controversy because they're going to do Little Mermaid too.
So there's...
The Little Mermaid has a Jamaican accent, like an Islander accent, but it was fully whitewashed as like this
Of course
this
it
blonde.
Was.
But so...
It was like 2 years ago.
Going to correct this.
Yeah.
Well, people got upset, right? And they were saying, "Not my mermaid, not my little mermaid." And people were saying,
"Is that like a redneck
that?
Hashtag going
they,
around?"
They were saying, "Like
not my mermaid,
not my little mermaid."
People need to get laid, dude. These people
it's
are.
It's not my mermaid.
So we've got the Lion King,
yep.
The Little Mermaid,
sure.
And now Mulan,
yep.
Which you guys are excited for.
Yeah. Of course, dude. Those
I'm
are like
excited
the
for.
Top of my time.
What are some
Wait,
of the other ones?
They're
That's
Aladdin.
The,
they
gotta
just
be
did,
behind
they just did Aladdin, right?
Yeah, Aladdin.
Oh yeah, Aladdin.
I didn't
was
watch
it? You watched
it?
It
didn't do it for me. But
what
I didn't
about,
see it.
What about the one with the Scottish, the girl with the red hair? What's that one called?
Tangled?
Tangled's great.
That's still a cartoon.
No, but they should.
They should do
Tangled was good.
Todd's autobiographical film as a live action.
They should do Mountain Lab 1.5 as a cartoon.
Yeah.
It was.
What was the... have they done Pocahontas yet? That's gotta be the next one.
That'd be a good one.
Starring Nora Vasconcellos.
Yeah.
I'm a little too whitewashed, I think.
No, so,
no
yeah, there's... You guys are excited about Mulan.
I'm very excited.
What about Joaquin Phoenix's Joker?
I think that'd be a good... I think that's good.
I am a Batman nerd.
Okay.
Just so
go
you
on.
Know.
Go
same,
on.
Same
it's life.
So, are you excited about Joaquin Phoenix playing Joker?
Yes.
Me too.
Very, 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 very
Do you think
excited.
It's
going
to be as good as Heath? Ledger?
No.
I think unfortunately people will compare it, but I don't think it'll be as.
Yeah,
I don't
compare it.
I don't think
we're comparing
compare
it right now.
I don't think
What's unfortunate
should.
About this?
I honestly think that Jack Nicholson was one of the,
was
like a
he
was
really
good.
He
joke.
Was a great yeah. Joker.
What about
dude.
Arnold Schwarzenegger as Iceman?
How about Dr. Sleep?
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Freeze.
Yeah, and he's always going, Nora, I need to save Nora. Cuz that's his wife's name.
Wow, you are a Batman nerd.
Yeah.
What about
Doctor
Sleep?
I play the video
Sleep?
Game.
Doctor Sleep.
Does no one know what Doctor Sleep is?
What's that?
Oh,
it
I just saw that.
It is the sequel to The Shining.
Oh, yeah. That's coming out pretty soon.
Also known as NanoCraft CBD Sleep.
Yes. It's good for your bones.
Wait, tell us more about
Annie's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
And so we have Dr. Sleep coming out.
Wait, when does Joker come out, though? Can you tell me that?
I don't know. He's just on the cover of Empire magazine.
And apparently it's not from any past story.
It's new.
Yeah, it's not totally attached new. To any of them.
I like that.
But will Batman be in it?
Probably not. Maybe. Who is your favorite Batman?
Oh.
Christian Bale?
For sure.
Yeah.
He's the best ever. Mm-hmm. Those movies are so good.
I think Christian Bale and Bane are the best Batman villain combo.
Yeah.
Right. I recently found out.
Or Heath Ledger.
Who was Bane? Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Which one was he Bane in?
Batman. He was Bane in Batman 4.
Batman Begins.
Batman.
Batman Returns or Begins. One of those.
Tom it was Hardy's Dark Knight Rises. Hot. Duh. Dorks.
Sorry.
How about you take over?
Oh, we're going to go see that tonight.
Tonight. Me too.
Oh, my God.
Where?
I'm not going with you.
I know you're not going.
Why?
My brother leaves.
I don't mess with those kind of movies.
It's all in the daylight, though.
Hereditary is like my favorite movie.
I don't care. Same director. That's even more messed up.
I wasn't invited.
Okay. So, when are you going?
Again.
Let's go.
I don't know. Where are you guys? You guys going to the murder
ball? He's not going. I'm going with my brother.
I'm not invited.
Albie's too scared. Chris isn't invited.
Albie was invited, but
I was invited and respectfully declined because there's no
way.
You
really don't want to go see that?
I am so scared of scary movies.
Did you see It?
No, but
It is like Stranger Things.
I watched the original It.
I nearly cried.
That's scarier.
Yeah, that's scary. This is like it's like funny, but scary.
The guy's actually hot. Who plays It?
Do you want
the Skarsgård? What's his name?
Yes.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Albie, do you want to go see the new James Bond movie?
Yeah, I'll go with you, Chris.
Wait, James Bond. We're supposed to be talking about the...
No, wait, there's even...
No, I wasn't even invited to that.
Midsummer.
Midsummer Night's Dream. Shakespeare.
No, just Midsummer.
Doth love.
No, we're talking
Okay, so I think I kind of feel like Midsummer is kind of like loosely based on where my kids go to school.
Yeah, where do your kids go to school?
They go to like a Waldorf school, so it's like weird. Like, they have like Waldorf.
No, it's loosely based around like.
Is it in Sweden?
Nora told me about the church she grew up in, the super
it's
liberal
church.
It's
actually my church. What? Unitarian Universalist
and
Church.
Turns out what she's been, church? She's been in a cult for like 12 years.
Wow. There was this girl.
Do you know what Unitarian Universalists are?
No, it's a long name.
Do they do the snake dancing?
Let me look it up. No.
They get bit by snakes for fun.
They're like an overly progressive church, from what she described.
Let me look it up.
She was in a cult. That's sickest thing ever. True. But not like a bad
Unitarian,
cult.
All right,
it's like a mellow cult.
Yeah, it's a mellow
cult. The Unitarian
cult.
Universalist Church, aka the UU, is a liberal religion characterized by free and responsible search for truth and meaning. The Unitarian Universalists assert no creed, but instead are unified by their shared search for spiritual growth. As such, their congregations include many atheists, agnostics, and theists within their membership.
How would you be an atheist going to church?
Because it's all about coming together.
It kind of sounds like just going to coffee.
There's the chalice.
It sounds like a coffee shop.
Is there like a church or is it like at a mall? Like where do you guys go?
Okay, the one I went to, the rumor is that JFK was...
Junior
haunting it.
No, JFK's Senior. Body was cremated there.
Really?
Duxbury, Mass.
But does it have like? Is it like pointy? Is there no crosses?
What are you guys
is there
talking about?
Do you
want to
see the church?
Yeah,
I wasn't even invited to this conversation.
It's a chalice.
It's a chalice.
Chris, just let go. You've lost.
So wait.
Your podcast has been hijacked.
Oh, kind of, it's kind of a cool logo.
No, it actually like if
kinda,
I was gonna make
kind
of
tight.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're gonna do this. You
should put that on your new deck.
But wait, so what does this have to do with Midsummer?
Are we still talking about that?
Yes.
Because it's...
Albie's not going to it, and I wasn't invited to it, so we don't
I
care.
I never
want to
know what happens to it.
But it's like a horror movie that takes place during the day.
That's scary.
It's terrifying.
It takes place in Sweden, and this guy... The trailer's
Malmo?
Like...
No,
it's like
deeper
in the woods.
Yeah. But I think, basically... The trailer alludes to a group of guys going on this like retreat out in the woods in Sweden, and the guy's girlfriend coming along last minute, and she's got some demons, not that we know of.
No,
but
it's
she's
like
going through.
The,
some
there's
stuff.
Like everyone's in on it except for two people, and they're just like there to fuck with these two people.
That's the church.
Oh, is that
it's like,
this but it's kind of
like
podcast,
a proper
basically.
Puritan church. <Yeah. laughs>
Hey guys, you guys, I want to get us back on track here.
What are you talking about?
We've got reader questions.
But
tons
wait,
of them.
I'm not done talking about
oh my
this.
God.
You know, I saw, what's that movie, The Conjuring?
You ever see that?
Okay, so I watched The Conjuring on an airplane.
You know he's hogging the mic.
I watched The Conjuring midday on an airplane. You're yelling. Well, I feel like I have to because you keep wanting to.
You're yelling.
You keep trying to talk over me.
Go ahead.
Watching The Conjuring on an airplane with like, there's like light and it's like nice in the airplane. Everyone's, I was like so scared.
Are you guys sweating right now?
Yeah, it's really warm.
Just a little bit.
I'm just gonna do this. I don't know if this is what that does this. But.
Okay, go. Sorry, finish this story, Todd.
That was it.
We get to read her question. Todd was on a plane. He's watching Conjuring. You guys.
It was scary, and I was surrounded by people.
Oh, now.
And I was still scared.
And now, as we get to the end of the 100th episode of the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, we've got listener questions. Listener questions for everybody.
That's so scary.
All right. I got. Do you want me to do the first one?
Nora sent me the cat with the.
We got a question from Nora. It's about a cat.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my questions.
Okay, this is a question from longtime listener Rhino858. He says you're on a 6-month surf trip. You can only listen to 3 bands while you're gone. Who are they? Sonic Youth, Steely Dan, David Bowie. Go.
Band of Orifices, Band of Orifices, and Band of Orifices.
Sick trip, Aldi.
I don't know.
Todd?
Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates.
I know.
Go ahead.
Bring Me the Horizon.
Bring Me the Horizon.
NF, and then something mellow.
You know this is not nerd news, right? This is, now we're on to a different topic.
Oh, Deer Tech. Yeah.
No, Deer I don't want to go Deer Tech, dude. Deer Tech's so basic.
Wow.
Next question. Next question.
Rough.
Harsh tokes. Okay, you got a question?
Heavy.
I have one, but that one's boring.
Okay, I got a good one.
Here's one. What are your thoughts on gravity colonics? Would you risk driving an hour and a half to get one?
That's from Andy Ryan, photographer.
Andy Ryan, photographer, asks about getting a gravity colonic.
Albie, what's a gravity colonic?
I did not know. It's kind of like, but I don't want to get it.
He looked like he kind of knew.
I don't think I want to drive anywhere to shit my pants.
I've had a colonic before. It's just the most uncomfortable situation.
Is that where they just...
They shoot water in your butt, and then you...
I thought that's an enema.
We were talking about this yesterday.
It's the same thing.
But isn't it a colonic... Like, wait, what?
What?
Enemas are different.
Is it less
you
violent?
You get free enema surfing all the time, just so you know.
Dude, did you...
Jaws did performs you do the great
slide?
Ones.
Did you do the slide at the... at Waco?
No, I didn't.
That thing seems like an enema factory.
Yeah, it
front
is.
And back, if you know what I mean. I got a question from
Enema.
Today is sponsored by Vasconilis.
We got a question from Becky Bubbs with a Z. Who? This is an easy question. Who would win in a surf heat between you and Todd? Duh.
Duh.
Me.
Because you were almost.
Next question.
You had a leash sponsor.
Who would win between Nora and Todd?
Ooh, me. I'm just fucking good.
Yeah. Whoa. I think he might take you.
Ciao.
Can we do this?
I got reverses.
Can we do this? Can we do a heat?
That?
All right. You have to come to Beacons, though, because I don't go anywhere.
That's fine.
Daddy Boom 1, that's Todd's other Instagram, Daddy Boom 1, says, when will there be a 101st episode, Todd?
No, we're burning this place to the ground.
No, Todd quit.
Here's a question. It's more of a statement.
Okay. That's not what this part's called.
Wait, read the one from him. You've got the full question. Wait, where is it?
Okay. I have questions from... I got a bunch of questions here.
Okay, go.
Okay. The Alex White asks...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Who can do 100 push-ups? I can.
Me.
You can?
I can.
Abby? No chance.
No chance, Todd?
What's the point? After you do one, you're just repeating yourself like 99 times.
Well, Todd responded and said, I do reverse push-ups. What's a reverse push-up?
You'd need Vasconcillus.
You start
for those.
At the bottom.
A sit up.
You go from the top down.
Push downs.
Push downs.
You mean pull downs?
I just sit like
Todd
this.
Todd does pull downs.
Chuck Norris.
Just so the world knows, Alex White is joining the broadcast team of Vance Park Series.
I know.
I don't know
Thank
if that's
God.
Even been announced.
Thank God.
What's the origin story of the Thank God? Hey.
You didn't realize I said it, and I had to
say
it again.
My friend and I, Tony Hawk, take.
You, Tony Hawk, and Alex White are like basically the new Avengers.
Right?
But
and
like
Grosso.
But like worse.
And Soy.
You're like the special Avengers.
My friends. What's the origin story of the Monday Mass? Well, we were going to call it ass, but we wanted to do it Mondays. When, this why, is but we're, that's from Colin Liebold.
We've pigeoned ourselves into the.
We've pigeon-holded. We've pigeon-held ourselves.
Now we have to do it all on Mondays, always.
He Nuts. Do you guys know who He Nuts is? Homer Hennard, ripping surfer out of Santa Cruz, wants to know, when the hell is someone going to red carpet Skyler the surfing dog to the surf ranch?
Oh.
That's kind of crazy. It hasn't been a
Skyler dog. The surfing dog is a famous dog from Santa Cruz. Yes. Remember, it almost got hit
by the guy by on the sup
foiler, who was Jeff Clark, who found Mavericks.
Really?
This story's deep.
So you have no comment.
Couple fun ones wants Jeff to know.
Clark's allowed to run over dogs if he wants.
Yeah, couple fun ones wants to know. And Todd, you could probably answer this.
Will there be a couple
fun ones?
Yeah, I think so.
I agree.
That was
what?
It's this Instagram.
I know.
It's
couple
really
fun
funny.
Ones.
Will there be a couple fun ones?
That's the most overused phrase in all of surfing, I think.
You guys know who Devin Palmer is? He's a huge fan of the show.
Hell yeah, Devin.
We
appreciate your subscriptions.
We got a question from Jake Rose. Best burrito in Encinitas.
I want to know this too.
Rico's vegetarian burrito with black beans and guacamole.
Jorge's.
No, Rico's. I just said Rico's vegetarian burrito.
No.
Okay. What about like one that's not vegetarian?
Yeah, well, Rico's Justin burrito. It has
the California
carne asada, French fries.
Raul's is good.
Yeah.
Dude, what about?
What?
What were you gonna say?
El Pueblo.
El Pueblo's dank.
Where's El Pueblo?
It's off of
Santa
Birmingham.
Fe,
that's over.
Or Birmingham.
Oh, by the gas station.
24-hour. They're open
that
24
gas
hours,
station
right?
Skims your credit card. Don't fucking get gas.
What do you mean?
Which on Birmingham? Yeah. I go there all the time.
Ryder in Exile says, "What
that's
are
a sick
you?
Name.
What have you done? You should have called the podcast Cat's Ass." Chris and Todd's Action Sports Show.
Jot that down.
Damn it.
Shit.
You blew it. You can do the second 100 episodes like that.
We should just keep changing the name of it every episode.
We got a couple more here. Mikey Lanise says, yes.
I do it on my Instagram all the time.
Says yeah?
Yes.
As he should.
Sunset Burnout Music says, with John out, who is your pick to win the WSL title this year?
Covered it.
Rapid Fire.
Medina.
Medina.
Or Italo.
Kolohe. I'll go Kolohe. I'm on team Kolohe with you.
I'm just saying.
Ryan.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right? Why? Yeah,
right.
Why?
Oh my god.
What?
You think Kolohe's going to beat one of the Brazilians?
I think he could.
In your dreams,
he's in second
dude.
Place in the world right now.
Yeah.
The, your boy Gabriel's in like 10.
Medina operates at 110%.
Always.
I operate at about 25.
Do you guys agree that Gabriel Medina has a utilitarian style?
What's a utilitarian?
Like Carhartt?
Like it's not beautiful, but it works in anything. It works for anything.
I think it looks good.
It's better than Chloe's.
We used to think this guy knew a lot about this stuff. We put a lot of weight behind what Albie knows.
The best are all the people we run into who think it was his knee. Albie, how's your knee?
I thought it was your ankle.
You know, I've been asked 3 times while I was swimming with my injury to watch out for the rip currents by lifeguards.
People
well,
don't
as you should,
operate.
As you should watch out for them.
No,
couple more questions. Ryan T619 says,
"Shout for the rip currents."
Why do you think
we had a woman run at us with a woman who
with a
you know,
floaty
with a floaty in her hand?
And we're in chest deep water.
Chest deep. She was running towards us, and I'm like, "There's a shark."
Girl, we good.
Gonna chomp me. Like, that's what was happening,
sure.
right? She was like, rip currents! Rip! I'm like...
A lifeguard?
Yes.
Did you only speak to her in pigeon? I think that would be the best strategy.
Bro, we get him.
Oh. Yeah. All good, sister.
That was pretty good. Ryan T619 says, why do you think surfing is the only sport with no, quote, out professionals? We know they exist. That's not true. We've got Corey Schumacher, who's a women's longboard world champ. She's out. The reigning women's big wave tour world champ, Kiala Kennelly,
There's
is
no
out.
Guys there. Is
no,
there.
No guys
it's
as of yet.
They're
like
guaranteed
the
out
90s.
There.
A lot of the women from
there are surfers out, but again, it's your own choice. I would fully support anyone that comes out.
100%. It's gonna happen soon.
Hannah Burlesque says, Hannah Burlesque, that's a good one. What do you and Todd Richards think about the skate scene in China and the Olympics leading up to the development of training camps? It's great.
I think that...
No, it's not.
I don't think they... Well, I know the snowboard... when they train the snowboarders to go and snowboard, they pull them from gymnastics. And the crazy part is the backlash now is now they are like... They're kind of like figured out that snowboarding is super fun. And now they're kind of rebelling against...
Yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen with skateboarding. Well, you know what happened
is there were a bunch... There are skateboarders in China who are very good.
George Powell brought the first skateboards to China.
Great.
Fact. Go ahead. Sorry.
Shout out to George. there are skaters that are... These good skaters are tattooed.
Really?
Some of them are heavily tattooed and stuff. And, like, China will not allow them to...
This is the kind of shit that we need on a podcast every week.
Yeah, that's one thing that's going on. And also, I know people who are helping to train the Chinese team, and those children are very sad. Really? And it's sad. And that's where I'm bringing it. This is
the 100th episode of the Monday Mass. Hey.
But hey, they're in.
I would honestly, I will go help train Chinese skateboarders and surfers if I was invited, but I will not be invited.
I just hope they're alive. Because
I don't get invited to anything.
Skateboard.
What are you talking about? You get invited everywhere. You just hosted like some crazy Fandango.
That was my thing. I invite myself to my things.
You didn't invite us to it.
Yeah, wait. Oh. Can we? I want to know more about this because I feel that like I've missed such a huge part of my life already.
Of my life.
No, I'm just like saying... You could be there or not be there. I didn't know the Belly Up existed, and I didn't know those things happened.
Belly Up is...
It's the best venue.
I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
God damn.
I'll be there. I go there once a week.
Well, let us know.
The spot. I will. I'll text you guys.
Where's this karaoke spot that you go to?
So.
This is a good segue. What's
so
next?
I don't really have one spot. It's more of like, where can I find it?
Have you ever been to karaoke at Mr. Peabody's?
This is where Encinitas, we want to go.
That's the sickest place ever.
Place is pretty good.
I've never been for karaoke, though.
Yeah. We're going to go tomorrow night for karaoke.
We'll record another podcast tomorrow night at karaoke.
Yeah. We're going to go live.
The 101st episode.
Great one.
Usually I go to Smitty's in Vista or Larry's in Oceanside.
And there's regulars?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go enough.
Will you sing something for us right now?
Yeah. No.
Come on, sing
a little something. Karaoke.
Oh yeah,
sing a little something. We'll close
our eyes. What do you want me to sing?
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Is that cliche?
What is that song?
I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever. Like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Well, this has been the 100th episode, and it's been probably the best episode we've ever done.
Really good.
Let's just get some shout outs from you guys. You know, a lot of people listen to this podcast. Okay. You can sell boards. You can sell product. What do you guys want to sell?
Albie has in his pocket a Rockstar hat, a phone, and some Ovian purple glasses.
Ovarian.
They're blue. Ovarian tube glasses.
Okay.
He needs to sell all
of them. What's next we can expect video-wise from you guys? Wait, that sounds weird.
I'm gonna
individually, video-wise.
Really downhill for that.
Why did you tell the world about that?
Nora, congratulations on Seance. That's available now on the internet.
Thank you.
Albie, you just had a video come out not too long ago.
I put out an edit today.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like an hour ago.
Yeah, like an hour ago.
See that? I know what I'm talking about.
Not
so
too long ago at all,
watch
Chris.
Those things. Well, this has been a long time. This podcast.
This is really.
I told them they're gonna be here 20 minutes.
I know.
Thank you guys, everybody, for listening to the 100th. Yeah, go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. We'll do the outro.
Just don't ignore him.
Am I invited to lunch?
Chris is going to kill one of us, and I hope
you guys
want to
all go do something. Except Chris.
What are you guys gonna do after this?
Do you guys want to go to Prince Park?
Go back to the skate park together, all three of us.
Hey,
with me,
Todd. Albie, you guys want to go to Prince Park? I want to go to Prince Park. Hey, Todd and Albie, you guys want to go to Prince Park?
I'm going.
What's Prince Park?
It's a skate park.
Skate park.
Albie doesn't know much about Oceanside. Our relationship has only existed on the...
I don't know much
about
I
wasn't
South
gonna
North
bring
County.
Up, quote unquote, your relationship. That's, you know...
Friendship.
Sort of private time.
Love. Making out.
Thank you for listening to the 100th episode of the Monday Mass. This is now officially the world's greatest action sports podcast. Todd, hey, congratulations. Oh, you've been here at least for 60 of
these. Good job, you guys.
Hey, thank you.
I am sweaty. You